the business of getting better at public speaking and the business of getting better at leadership and management skills is really satisfying work, I think. And today is a day when I'm focused on it in a big way, because I am the vice president for public relations of the Bijou Toastmasters Club in Blarney, Cork, Ireland. Yeah, that's a fancy title for somebody who is a member of the organizing committee at the club, and there are about six of us. We're organizing committee for the year, and for 1 year I play the role of being, shall we say, the lead person on public relations. Now, our club, the biggest aspect of our public relations is how can we reach out into the wider community and attract more people to come to our club and join our club and join in the kind of journey which we're all on, very, very friendly journey to get better at stuff. So there's my role. My role is to take a leading role, shall we say, on attracting people to join the club. Now, the best people to get people to join our club are the people who are already in the club, because people who are already in the club know exactly what the club is like and have lots and lots of contacts in life outside the club. And the main way we get new people coming to our club is by existing members talking about Toastmasters, talking to their contacts. And that's how we've got most of our members. Now, we also have a Facebook page, which doesn't really get us many members, and I have responsibility for it this year. And we haven't got enough people liking it. I'd like to increase the number of people who like it and to whom we can get in touch with during this year by at least three more people. Actually, that's a joke. I'd like to increase it threefold. But anyway, that is a job, and I can't do that job I'm totally dependent on success in this job on our existing members. And this evening is a meeting, and I am going to make a small little few words about public relations, the role of public relations, because it's at least as much an internal communications job as it is an external communications job. Because frankly, if we get the internal communications right, then the members of the club will go out and do the external stuff. Now, of course, it's good to put stuff on Facebook. Of course, it's good to get in the local paper. Of course, it's good to do activities in the community. You know, there's a whole lot of things we can do. But that's the way it works. And I've been doing work on this during the day today, and I've just come off Facebook. I've just come away from going through every single person who has liked and commented about our Facebook page since well before I became the vice president for public relations at Blarney Toastmasters. And I've written comments to just about everybody who's commented on our Facebook page during the last 6 months. I'll perhaps exaggerate a little bit. I want everyone who comments on our Facebook page to be rewarded. to be encouraged, to be thanked, and if possible, to give them something back in return. And that could be a bit of knowledge, a bit of friendship, offer of being very friendly, anything I can think of, really. And I also, thank goodness, have at present, I think it's two other people in Blarney Toastmasters Club who are able to put things up on the Facebook page. So it isn't all down to me. There is a person who works, is already working closely with me. Her name is Andrea Jahn, and she's originally, well, she is German, and she lives and works in Ireland. And she's helping me in this role. And if anything should happen to me, that I can't continue being the Vice President for Public Relations during the year, she would step into the role. And in fact, so she's fully aware of everything that I'm thinking of doing. And so I've got in my head even ideas like, could we possibly set up a small public relations group? And could we have a public relations plan? And could we have, well, could we have objectives? Let's start off there. Could we have public relations objectives for the year? Could we have an action plan? Could we have a way of monitoring our progress during the year? And can this be done in a way that won't put members of what is a voluntary organization off? You know, I don't want to take all the highfalutin structures of that you have in big organizations where people are being paid to do a job. Got to somehow get something down onto, let's say, one page. And more importantly, get people to take it on board so they don't actually feel it's work at all, but it's what they'd actually like to do. Now, it's all very easy to say that, but I'm going to need help even to get that idea expressed in a way that people might find it attractive. And I certainly don't want to be boring the pants off people at the meeting about, you know, this or public relations, this or public relations, that. I had to approach it softly, softly. Catchy monkey, is that the phrase? Anyway, so that's one part of it, right? I've writing to all these people, like contacting all these people on Facebook. I also put up a Facebook post. I put one up. And it was a very unusual Facebook post. I won't read it to you now because I haven't got it in my head. But I did something that I've done once before. And it is I boosted the post. I've paid the princely sum, I think, of €4 for Facebook to do something to get this page, this post out there. Because it's one thing to be writing posts, but if they don't reach anybody, what's the point? You know, it's not just practice writing that I'm doing. So this is an experiment. I'm paying for it out of my own pocket. We don't have a budget. The club is not, you know, rolling around in spandoulies, you know, loads and loads of money and a budget for PR. No. And I don't want to do too much. And the reason I don't want to do too much, actually, is that I'm only in this job for a year. And the last thing I've got to think about, I won't think much about it now, is that I've got to, whatever I do, has to, in some sense, be easily taken over by somebody else next year. Because, like anything, you don't, Rome wasn't built in a day or a year or whatever. You know, we have an ongoing interest in public relations. After all, Toastmasters is a public body. It's not a private body. Anyone can join. Anyone's welcome to visit and come to meetings. And Toastmasters is all over the world, so it's not like as if it's just in Cork, in Blarney, in the small little village underneath where the Blarney Stone is. No. And it's all over Cork. We got, 9, 10 clubs. Yeah, we got clubs on the east side of the city, right out there, outside the city, and we got clubs on the west side of the city. So Cork is terribly well served. But you know what, I bet any of you, hang on, I'm driving under the River Lee, I would say that a huge number of you who are listening to this, of the 100,000 of you who are listening to this, I suspect that you have a Toastmasters club within 20 miles of where you are, and in fact, you know, very well within 5 miles of where you are. So, you know, and you can actually just Google Toastmasters International or something, put in find a club, and put in where you are, and it'll give you a list of the clubs near you. And you can click on any one of those clubs and it'll tell you when their meetings are, and you don't have to wait to be invited. You can turn up at the meeting and say, I found you on the Toastmasters website, and they will welcome you with open arms, because every single Toastmasters club in the world wants more members, or I've never come across one that doesn't want more members. And you know why? It's because every Toastmasters is full of people who want to help more and more people. And it's not that we want to have loads and loads of people at our meetings. It's actually we want to do more and more good in the wider community. There's no point in coming to meetings just for the, you know, coming to meetings. Toastmasters is there to help people to go out and live in normal lives in the community, and be able to go for job interviews and do better at them, be able to do a bit of informal speaking at a family gathering, you know, be able to do public speaking at the highest level, be able to get over your initial shyness and confidence, or else rise to world-class level as a public speaker. There are people at all levels in Toastmasters, and the one thing about it is that I found, and I can give witness to this, is that there's no snobbery. There's no people saying, you know, I'm better than those people. You know, oh, I'm a very experienced speaker, and they're not very experienced, so we won't bother with that group in the club. Not at all. Nothing gives a very experienced, we'll call them even, you know, highly talented speaker, nothing gives them more satisfaction than the ability to bring on in some way, however small, somebody who is right at the beginning of what we in Toastmasters call, in jargon terms, our Toastmasters journey. Yeah. So that's what I've been doing. I've written posts, got it boosted. Now I've got another thing I'm going to do. I might as well get all out in one go. Meeting this evening. Got to do that little spiel about public relations to the club. I got to pass on best wishes from a number of people, two people in the club. And I have to find out how many people in the club actually use the Facebook and, you know, plug into it every, you know, at least once a week, let's say. Well, not at least, once a week it'd be fine, you know. Or even once a fortnight it'd be fine, because, you know, we're a club, we don't post things every day or anything like that. But I'm also doing a job this evening. One of the club members is going to make a speech, and I've talked to her about it, and she's got certain things that she wants to be better at doing. And so my job is to watch her. Oh, introduce her to the members. Say, this is so-and-so. She's doing her speech this evening, and this is the thing she's looking out for. And then publicly be able to give a little bit of feedback to her. Maximum time, I think, for giving feedback, I'm trying to actually remember, is about 2 minutes. So, you know, it's not like as if you can give a big long speech in public, but you can always do anything you like in private, separately afterwards. Anyway, so it's very much, this is all about Toastmasters. Oh, and after the Toastmasters meeting is over, we have a break in the middle and there's tea and coffee and stuff. But we meet in the bar. People drink water, soft drinks, pints of Guinness. Fantastic. Anyway, there we are. I want to thank you ever so much for listening. I want to encourage you to get in touch with your local Toastmasters club.
I want you just to be a bit curious. You don't have to decide to join. We'd love you to join, you know. Love you to join. We do everything we could to get you to join within reason. So there we are. Thanks a million for joining. And get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Wherever you hear this. Okay, from Toastmasters Club in Blarney, Cork. This is Paul O'Mahony saying thanks a million. Bye.